if you are who we think you are, you don't lose this game tonight, right? If you're the Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's rare that they've been favored. It's for a team that has won as many games as they've won. It's rare that they've been a road favorite, and they've got to handle a little bit of success here. And I think they will. Weird game conditions it looks like it might be tonight. The weather forecast looks like, you know, wind and rain. And, you know, Pittsburgh can run the ball in a bunch of different ways, including now Justin Fields, right? We've seen Justin Fields activated as a Wildcat-type quarterback since Russell Wilson took over for the first time last week. I think that's a significant move. Jalen Warren, we know what he can do. Cordarrelle Patterson getting folded in a little bit more. If this is a weather game, I think Pittsburgh is equipped to win a low-scoring, ugly game. I mean, that's what Mike Tomlin wants to do. And Baldy, I'm really interested to see how the Browns sort of respond here, if the Browns respond. Because last year, people were talking about that defense as being historically significant. I mean, the last 4 weeks, guys, they're allowing 6.2 yards per carry. I'm sorry, 6.2 yards per play, 5.1 yards per carry. Like, they're allowing a poser passer rating of 111.3 in their last four games, 8 passing touchdowns in that span. Like, all of a sudden, I'm not really sure what that defense is good at anymore, and I'm not sure if Myles Garrett's going to finish this season.
Well, Myles Garrett played 45 snaps against the Saints last week. He didn't find himself in the stat page.
No.
Not one stat. So when I saw that, I go, well, let me go watch this. He didn't make a play. Now, I credit New Orleans. They did a lot of creative things to kind of stay away from Miles. But they put the rookie out there, Taliese Fuaga. He didn't have any problem with him. He honestly didn't make the stat page. The thing that the couple things about this game and just watching Pittsburgh Live last week and talking to Tomlin and a bunch of guys there, they might be the healthiest team in the league. And not just healthy, but they've got depth everywhere. I mean, Peyton Wilson doesn't start. He's the rookie.
Right.
He makes the biggest play of the game.
Play of the game.
He makes the biggest play. You know, Nick Herbig has only started his second game because Alex Highsmith is out. He makes a big play in the second play of the game and punches the ball out of Derrick Henry's hands. Like, everywhere you look, especially on the defensive line right now, they've got unbelievable depth. Most teams are just like, okay, who's on the practice squad I can call up right now? That's number one. And number two, this team, like, they won a big game last week, and honestly, T.J. Watt wasn't a big factor in the game. That usually when they win big games, T.J.'s a big factor. Like, he might be that tonight. Cleveland's offense line is a little broken. But the one thing that I would say if I was Pittsburgh and you watched Jameis last week, it was bombs away last week. They had 12 plays where he threw the ball 30 yards or more down the field. Now, Jerry Jeudy caught a big touchdown pass. You know, they got some big plays off it. But I kind of feel like that's where they're at right now. They got to live and die by the big play. And if I'm the Steelers and I'm Minka Fitzpatrick and, you know, Joey Porter Jr., like, I just beware. Like, the ball's going down the field today. So be careful, you know, and being jumping double moves and short routes and just play deep. You know, don't let them give anything over the top right now.
Jason, this is what, 37 over under? I know.
I jumped it at 39, Carl. Like, I mean, I jumped the under at 39, and, like, this is tight. I will say this. Steelers road games since the start of last season average exactly this, 37.5 points. That's the second lowest total in the NFL. In this series, the last 10 times they've played, 7 have gone under, and they've gone under with an average score of 36.3. That's the last 10 times these two teams have played. The last 5 games at Cleveland between these teams have averaged 33 points. When you factor in the weather and what's expected here, and a short week, I could see, you know, I could see Pittsburgh winning this game, guys, 20-13, 20-10. I do like the Steelers to cover. The hook always gives you a little bit of pause. But if it's a terrible weather game, how much are you kicking field goals anyway, right? So can Pittsburgh score 2 or more touchdowns in this game? I think so. Do the Browns score more than 1? I'm not so sure. So I, you know, if you want to tease it, you can, but
yeah,
I lean under, and I like the Steelers.
I'm with you. One last thing about the Steelers, and then we'll move on, guys. It's In the Huddle. Subscribe, like us, tell your friends, watch us on YouTube, In the Huddle Pod. Follow Baldy, Jason, and myself. It's all about ball. We talk NFL every single week. Baldy, best defense in the league right now? Steelers? Chargers?
Well, I mean, Chargers have given up the fewest points.
Right.
I would say the Steelers, though, the way that they're playing and as healthy as they are, I would take them in a head-to-head combat right now.
That's how I feel. Speaking of the Chargers, let's talk about what they have coming up. Last week, J.K. Dobbins, what a run, right? 29 yards to the house. And Harbaugh, here we go again. They're just plotting along, Baldy. And all of a sudden now, people are like, oh, Jason's been saying this. Chargers are really good. And I think people are finally starting to realize this, but this is going to be a test for them.
Well, a couple things about the play you just mentioned, J.K. Dobbins, 29-yard touchdown. You know, they got the ball with 45 seconds to go. They hit two big explosive plays. They're down inside the 30. Maybe the Chicago Bears just sit there and just kick a field goal the way they did last week, and get a block. That's not what Harbaugh – he didn't just go for it. I mean, you know, J.K. Dobbins busted a run, and they won it like that. After Cincinnati and Joe Burrow with an MVP-like, you know, performance – down 27-6, ties it up. But then they buckled up and they knuckled down. They really played great defense three series in a row against Joe and Cincinnati, and they hung in there. But this is just a good football team. And Justin Herbert right now is benefiting from – he's thrown the one interception all year, but he's become a bigger runner now in the offense. They're getting the ball down the field to McConkey, to Quentin Johnston. I didn't know Will Disley could run seam routes like you did last week. You know, and then, you know, we have to really just take this opportunity to look at this second-year linebacker for the Chargers and Deion Henley right now and what he's doing. He leads the team in tackles by over 35 tackles. The guy never comes off the field. And he blitzes, he covers, he tackles in space. They haven't had a linebacker like this since Junior Seau. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing him to Junior. But they haven't had a player, you know, that could just stay on the field and actually tackle and make plays and cover in space like this kid can do. He's really a great player. And now, obviously, the Harbaugh effect is all the way in. They run the ball. They protect. They tackle well. And, oh, by the way, unlike any Brandon Staley team, they don't break down the back end of this defense right now. So they are a force. I got them favored against Lamar this weekend. But at the same time, regardless what their record is this year, they're going to the postseason. They're going to be a force in the postseason. They're going to be a tough out for anybody that has to play them. Whether they have to travel or you got to go there, however it works out, they're going to be tough.
Jason, let me ask you this, because we know that a lot of Raven personnel, front office, right, some coaches went to the Chargers.
Players? Oh, yeah.
How does that play into this matchup? Now, of course, we know the brothers, you know, they love each other. They know each other. It's going to – all that is there. But what about the other folks that we haven't really discussed in a matchup like this? Does it help the Chargers?
Oh, I think it definitely does. I mean, they know these guys not just as football players but as people. Like Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator of the Chargers, has such a unique portal into Lamar Jackson's mind. Like Lamar Jackson, the person, like – where's his fears? Where, like, what really doesn't he like to see on a football field? Like, I think Greg Roman will watch Lamar Jackson in warmups and have a pretty good read on him. Like, and I didn't like Lamar last week for the first time all year, by the way. It looked like playoff Lamar to me, Baldy. Like, the legs are there to use, but I'm going to force it 50 yards down the sideline to Bateman on a hope and a prayer. Like, I've got this underneath for 20. No, I'm going to throw it to Aguilar, 35 on the run, and let's see if that can happen.
Jason, he looked like he was panicking in the pocket.
Jason Ghost, he's in his own head. It looked like playoff Lamar. So, like, he's facing a really good defense now, and the Chargers and the Steelers are very similar. Go look at their point differential. Go look at their second-half point differential. Look at time of possession. Look at how much time they bleed the clock per play. Look at how they turn people over. Look at how they don't turn the ball over.
Jason, just to make this a conversation – I almost feel like the way what you're saying, I totally agree with. But does it come down to what quarterback you trust the most right now?
And I trust them both. But the problem for Lamar is Herbert gets to go against his defense, and Lamar's got to go against Jesse Minter's defense. And look, moving Adarius Washington and Kyle Hamilton as their safety duo was huge. It was big, like, and I buy it. But if Roquan Smith doesn't play in this game, and it's Malik Harrison and Trenton Simpson, Baldy Patrol in the middle of this field, I think J.K. Dobbins might catch 15 pet. Like, I just think Herbert is going to slice and dice them. And as much as we talk about the Chargers running the ball, they haven't run it that efficiently this year, really, especially not since week three. I think this game goes over, guys, because I think Justin Herbert's going to see a lot that he likes on this football field. And we know that Lamar knows he's got to score points to win football games. Like, he knows the defense he has. I do kind of like the Chargers here. Like, and if you're with me and you like the Chargers, let this thing go, because I think you're going to get 3.5, maybe 4 by the weekend. I don't think money's coming in on the Chargers. I think people will say Lamar bounce back game.
Right,
everybody's
right.
Going to look at Lamar Jackson on Monday Night Football. It's like 20 career touchdowns, no turnovers, quarterback rating of 125. Like, he always puts on a show. And I think he'll be up for this. I think Herbert's going to be up for this too. This thing opened at 47. I'm an idiot. I played it at 48.5. It's now up to 50.5. I still think it probably goes over. Like, I think it's 26-24 Chargers. That's how I see it. I don't know. Like, I think it should be a hell of a football game, Baldy.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Chargers took Joe Burrow's best shot and Ja'Marr Chase's best shot last week, and they survived it. I mean, it didn't look good. It looked like they had all the momentum. Harbaugh talked about it in the locker room after the game. They had all the momentum going, and then they made three stops in a row against Joe Burrow. Big third down stops. They got two rookie corners out there that are playing lights out. Christian Fulton. Like, I kind of like the way they're playing defense right now as a team, as a unit. And I don't know if Khalil Mack is going, not going, but, I mean, regardless, they still got pass rushers everywhere, and they got ways to get to the quarterback and try to affect Lamar one way or the other.
All right, while we're talking about Baldy's breakdowns, because I love the shirt, by the way. It takes me back to the old school days of roll it back. This exactly right. There it is. This Ravens back half. Jason's been talking about it all year. It's terrible. Why? What are you seeing, Baldy? What's the deal? Is it that they just can't cover? Is it the coverages? Or is it they don't have the personnel? What do you see? Because we're talking about this game, and Jason's saying that Herbert's going to see some things he likes. Well, you're talking about the secondary. What are you seeing in the breakdowns?
Well, I mean, to answer your question, it's a combination of everything you just said. I mean, there is Marcus Williams. I mean, he fell apart. The safety play has not been good, but they've broken down, and they used to spot drop, matchup zone. Like, it was, you knew exactly what they made the quarterback hold the ball last year where they were trying to figure things out. I don't see that this year. I don't see those issues. I see guys. Eddie Jackson was back there. He didn't make the trip last week. Nobody was – maybe, Jason, you got the story. Eddie Jackson didn't even make the trip. He's their starting safety.
Honestly, Baldy, the fact that he's not playing is seen as a good thing around here. So everybody's like, hey, nobody's really prying. They're like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, okay, all right.
All's well that ends well.
All right.
No, well, Eddie Jackson's probably good Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're not seeing that Eddie Jackson. A Pro Bowl Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson is good. Like, just keep him on the sideline.
Well, I mean, look, Kyle Hamilton's their best player back there. But they need him. First of all, he's been kind of banged up each game now over the last two or three weeks. But they need him in a variety of ways because he's so versatile. Matching up on your tight end, blitzing, playing down the bottom. I mean, he's just so versatile the way they use him. But that's good. But then how do you play around him? And that seems to be an issue right now. But they've given up 22 touchdown passes. Like, I don't know if anybody's worse in the league right now.
No.
If you go double check it. But that might be
the worst Jags, in the maybe. Maybe the Jags after that 52-pointer.
No, that's true. But anyways, it's not a good stat, especially after, the way that they played a year ago.